The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Andrea Kay Show. She's blonde, 5'2", and 102 pounds of dynamite in a dress. Here she is, Andrea Kay.
Welcome to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. It is Friday Eve. Thank you, Jesus. And we are on our way to Fridays. On Friday, there's only one Friday in the week, one weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. But we've got a great show to bring to you guys tonight. There is breaking news today on an old case that had far-reaching implications. And of course, I'm talking about OJ. And then we've got Bob Walters will be with us tonight on a special night because he can't, he's got tomorrow night off. He's going on a special assignment, but he will be here. And I'm always excited about that because the battle, no matter what else is going on in this country, the battle for the hearts and the minds of our children wages on, because that's really where the Democrats have decided to plant their flag for conquest. We've got that to get into. Catherine Herridge had some amazing comments today as she and Cheryl Atkinson and others went before Congress today to talk about the Press Act, and we've got some clips from her. We've got that to get into and so much more on tonight's Andrea Kay Show, as well as your emails. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast wherever you get your pods. Feel free to share any of the podcasts from before or re-listen to them again. The more we join this fight, the better. Email me at AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com. Before I go any further, I got to bring in this man. He's with me every night of the week. He wasn't even alive when OJ was going up and down the 405 in a white Bronco, but that doesn't mean he doesn't know the time of day. Of course, I'm talking about DJ Sesame Broccolini.
I will say this. I have been doing a lot of reading just to sort of try to put myself in the moment of that trial and everything going on before it, and I have to say, it's interesting to see him go from like this celebrity superstar college athlete, the Heisman, then with the Bills, and he's breaking the rushing yard all-time record, and then overnight it's like, wow, he had this dark underbelly, it seems like. My goodness.
Well, except that
unless I'm wrong, like,
well, except it really wasn't overnight. I can remember a year or so before, might have even been a few years before, and it might have been over the holidays, if I remember, but I remember Nicole Brown Simpson calling 911 and having the cops come to the house for domestic violence. So it actually is one of these situations to where, you know, 90%, let me just, with domestic violence, and when we have situations where husbands kill their wives, and 90%, over 90% of husbands who make the threat to kill a wife or a domestic partner attempt to carry out the threat. And most of the time when that happens, the signs were clearly there. Law enforcement had been called multiple times, and the individual and suspect is well known to the authorities. Such was the case as O.J. Simpson. And this is the OJ trial was one of the only trials in my adulthood that I did not watch. I was launching my sales career, working tremendously long hours. But I knew when I heard that she had been killed, the first thing I thought of was the 911 call that I had heard regarding him years prior. And then I happened to have been offered a job in LA, and within about 3 days on a Monday, I was up there looking at apartments with Mama, and Mama and I turned down a street called named Bundy without any idea of where we were. And we looked over to the left and saw all the blood and everything still out on the sidewalk and in the grass. And nobody had blocked it off. We were like, how in the world are we driving by here? You got to be kidding me. Absolutely horrific. But while I didn't watch the trial, and I want to hear from you guys, what flashbacks from that time are coming to you? What are you remembering? The thing that stuck out to me today was a phone call that I had with somebody who said to me very early on, as soon as the jury had been impaneled, we'll just see if a black jury in LA will convict O.J. Simpson. And this was the first person who had mentioned race of any way, shape, or form in regards to the trial. This was before opening arguments. This was long before Furman had admitted that he had used the N-word, long before any of that. And that person was prescient, because if we look at the legacy of the OJ trial, it is far more than just Johnny Cochran. If the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. Far more than Judge Ito being mocked for skits because he let the camera overtake the courtroom and let it literally turn into a circus. What the legacy is of this case was the first time in which that I know in which our courts were flat out used to let somebody off on not just a crime, but murder in the course of reparations. And that's exactly what happened. DNA was early in those days, but it was solid. The police did not frame O.J. Simpson. If anything, through Robert Shapiro and Kardashian, the look of shock on his face when he looks over at O.J. like, I can't even believe this. I knew, because I remembered that conversation. And I could see that it all playing out in the courtroom. And then we hear after, if it sound like I'm kind of running fast through the story, I want to get through some of the, because, you know, honestly, the blood on the door handle, all the other evidence that, like, the hiding of the evidence, which involves Shapiro and Kardashian. I don't even remember all of it now, but Cato Kalin and all of that. The evidence was absolutely overwhelming. Absolutely overwhelming. So it should not have come as a shock to anybody in the end when he was found not guilty, given the jury. And in fact, I have a clip. This is a flashback clip of one of the jurors being asked about if the verdict was payback for Rodney King. And here's what she had to say.
Do you think that they're members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of them.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Uh-huh.
You think that's right?
Look, OJ did not have a jury of his peers. There was none of those people. He was married to a white woman and was filthy rich. Owned I don't know how many churches, chicken franchises, TV star, movie star. These weren't a jury of his peers. Now, will this case forever be legally known as a crap show headed by Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden? Absolutely. But ultimately, this is not a case of bungling police work and, you know, it's not a case of the defense attorneys actually being so much smarter than the DAs, like what we saw with, I can't even remember name now, Casey Anthony. That was just flat out a case of better lawyering on behalf of the defense attorney. That's not what went down here. What went down here was law and order being completely trashed under the guise of equity and equality. And now that OJ has died, nobody is even bothering to hide it anymore. Here is a CNN reporter just openly airing the truth about the judgment. If you can play this clip, Sesame. And it's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too. They were happy
Stephanie
to see
Elam,
somebody,
thanks so much.
They were happy to see somebody rich and black get away with murder. They're not even hiding it anymore, Sesame. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's very disturbing, and I can see so many parallels with what's going on now. This perversion of the justice system is really, really quite sinister and dystopian, and the fact that people aren't hiding it really just speaks volumes to me. So I guess I don't know.
The war on white people, the war on white people was really kicked off thanks to this trial.
And
because she was a white woman and Goldman was a white Jewish man. What if the tables had been turned? And oh, by the way, one of the things that I actually talked about at the time was, and have mentioned several times since during the Summer of Love, Black Lives Matter, is that after a white woman and a white Jewish man were practically decapitated outside of her condo by a black man and he got away with it, white people in this country did not protest, did not burn down buildings. We didn't go around hitting black people in the head with 2x4s. The Goldman family just accepted it. This creep, this murderer who's been roaming around in this country ever since, died owing the Goldman family, because he was found liable in a civil court. He died owing them $100 million. And how did the White House respond today? Instead of just saying, we're not going to speak on O.J. Simpson, it's got nothing to do with the Biden administration. No, Mophead offered prayers and condolences to OJ's family. No mention at all to the Brown family. No mention at all to the Goldman family. Absolutely despicable. And everything that you see playing out on the streets of America today, where you've got white people being cold-cocked and sucker-punched by young black people that have been putting back out on the streets and back out on the streets. This is their reparations. We're going to continue to talk about it on the other side of the break. I want to hear from you. AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. We're talking about the impact of the OJ trial and its effect on this country in such a deleterious way. Yes, he gave us court TV. Yes, we got to see up close the court system in our country, and we got to see it completely destroyed or bastardized, I guess I should say. We saw the posturing of a Judge Ito. It was the worst possible. I don't think there's any way in which a high profile trial could go any worse. From Judge Ito, and in fact, who was it? The late night host that had the dancing Judge Ito skits, to the fact that, you know, they Darden and Marsha Clark got caught flat footed with the gloves. They never had OJ try on the gloves. I mean, just, you know, I mean, maybe they missed law the day, you know, they taught law in law school. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous. But the hardest thing for me is it's always when I do watch true. I believe that we have the best justice system in the history of the world. At least we did until now. And it's not always perfect, but it's really troubling when you see a murderer go free. And it's especially troubling when you see people celebrate it because of a political agenda. And certainly when that political agenda involves the color of people's skin. We have hate crime legislation in this country that if a black person is killed by a white person. The person, the murderer gets heftier charges. In this country, a black man who killed two white people, almost decapitated them, is being celebrated today. That's being celebrated. That's the legacy of the OJ trial. And that's how far we've sunk as a nation. Anything you want to add to that, Sesame?
You're right. It has happened rather quickly. I feel like, I don't know. It's just disgusting, I guess. Go on. I think it's just disgusting.
Well, I think from what we could do is on this anniversary, or not anniversary, but on this moment of which, as we are recalling the case here, it's an opportunity for generations like yourself who weren't around at the time, or people that have forgotten about it. If you're looking at what's going on in our country, you can look to the OJ trial from a law and crime standpoint and see how it led to where we're at right now. And it could be a good wake up call for attorneys out there, because part of the problem that we've got in this country politically, we've got our government being run by attorneys. Attorneys are adversarial. They know how to manipulate the law and use it to their advantage. When you've got attorneys running around this country that would, I don't hate defense attorneys. When you look at the overreaching tyranny of our government right now and how the Department of Justice is being weaponized against Americans, I herald the fact that we've got good defense attorneys that will force the government to have to prove their case. Don't get me wrong. But hat tip to Kardashian. Well, not really, because he obviously knew OJ was guilty, but yet he still stood there and represented him. There's got to be a special place in hell right where OJ is for defense attorneys that would intentionally get somebody off like that. And now, not only that, but they cooperated with him. They aided and abetted him by hiding. Before OJ made off to Chicago, where he hid the clothes and the knife and all that, he had help from his attorneys, and he got special treatment. And one of the things, this could be a good opportunity for Americans to recognize and go, yeah, no, we're not going to buy into it. We're not going to go to these race to dinner things like I talked about last night and be told that the violence going on in this country right now is all being spearheaded and done by white men, and you white women need to go and deal with it. No. This should be a wake-up call and a reminder of what's really going on in our streets and how we've got so much work that we've got to do to clean up our court system, because right now we don't have any justice in the United States of America, and we got to get it back. Because when we have the legacy media, when we have a White House paying homage to a double murderer who then went, by the way, and did an armed robbery in Vegas for which he spent time, we're off the rails in this country. And it's just another representation of how far we've gone from being weaponized as a nation against its citizens. And that, and we talked about this a little bit last night, Trump can't solve it all. Trump's not going to be able to fix it all. And I know people were upset this week with some of his comments. I'm still hearing about that today, but this OJ trial should be a reminder to you of what we face as a nation with the deep state, because what's going on with what happened in the OJ trial is also what's happening in courts all across this country against Donald Trump, against Kyle Rittenhouse. That's what was going on against George Zimmerman, labeling him as somebody that was just went out one night and decided to target a young black man. This is what led to Hands Up, Don't Shoot. And that lie that was propagated, the Black Lives Matter movement, you look at that, you look at the progression of everything in this country, and it's all stemmed out of that. It's all stemmed out of that. And just because of the Rodney King thing, who, by the way, they beat up Rodney King and the officers got away with it, but that makes it okay for OJ to decapitate two white people? Come on, America. I think I've got an email from Caitlyn Jenner, by the way, Bruce Jenner, who was married to Kris Jenner at the time. Oh, no, Kris Jenner was still married to Kardashian, I think, at the time. I don't remember. Anyway, Caitlyn Jenner came out and said good riddance. Not a strong enough statement, Caitlyn. Mo said, Got an email from Mo. I've got quite a few emails from Mo. Let me read the one that has to do with OJ. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Too bad it took so long. Thoughts and prayers for the, with the Goldman family and Nichols. Shame he's getting so much airtime. Please tell us Gator feels better. I'm not sure about Gator. Gator is, some aspects are a little bit better tonight about Gator, but he still doesn't have, he's a little bit lethargic. He doesn't want to play as much. His appetite's there, but we'll see. We'll see if he's going to get any better. Any final thoughts on how this is all circular, Sesame Broccolini? It's all tied together to the deep state, because ultimately it's about a cultural Marxist movement to tear apart the fabric of America. They don't want cohesiveness between the races. They want division. They want to foster hate between the races because it's through division that they can conquer America. Your thoughts before we wrap?
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly about dividing and conquering as part of their big power play when in this communist takeover. But I will just say it really is just unbelievable, I guess. And one of my big takeaways is the fact that it really – we have to be – how should I say this nicely? I don't know. I guess one of the biggest takeaways for me is just – how disturbing it is to see so many people go along with it and to knowingly basically admit, yeah, he did it, and we know that he probably did it, but we don't care. So it's like this knowing war against – it's not like it's – and it's just for political purposes. So I don't know. I think people need to understand that if we lose the justice system, then we start to
like
lose –
Mark Lamont.
Go ahead. Well, it's just we're losing our justice system and therefore
we are. Yeah, we are. Mark Lamont Hill, I don't know if you remember him from Fox News. Mm-hmm. He said that his acquittal for murder was the correct and necessary result of a racist criminal legal system, even though he killed two people. Imagine 10 years from now, if that sentiment continues to grow in this country and take root, when you've got the crime wave that we've got right now, where we've got the great replacement going on with an invasion of terrorists, murderers, rapists coming across. That's frightening. You should be scared right now that all types of prominent people, legacy media is openly celebrating that he got away with murder because it was white people. It should frighten you about the future of this country and for your children. And speaking of children, we're going to take a break. We come back. We are going to shift gears because Bob Walters is going to be with us on a special night.
You're listening to somebody who tells it like it is. Andrea Kay on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show on this Friday Eve. Don't forget to go to iwantmyhealthback.com/AK. Load up on some great items that I found that had just completely restored my energy, allowed me to go pain-free and be able to walk across the room and make my skin look absolutely amazing by boosting my natural immunity. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/AK. Next hour, we have some crazy food stories to share with you guys. So you got to go natural in terms of restoring your health. All right. On a special night, I told y'all we had Bob Walters with us on a special night tonight because he's heading out on a special assignment tomorrow and won't be able to be with us. So we're lucky enough to have him with us tonight. Hello, my dear.
Hello. Glad to be here.
All righty. So, you know, it's never too soon in the week to get some good news as to what's happening in these indoctrination centers they like to call schools. Do you have some good news for us this week?
I do. Some of it is not that good, but I've got mostly good news.
Okay.
Bill Gates, who's, of course, the money man behind some of these Common Core and other radical school things, has now proposed that perverse curriculum teaching math instruction as, quote, white supremacy. He now has financed a curriculum called pathway to equitable math instruction. I say sure. that to all the listeners to make sure you check with your school, and if they're exploring and actually thinking of using pathway to equitable math instruction, oppose it.
Yeah.
There's no algebra, no calculus. It's a joke.
Yeah, I mean, we need to oppose anything coming from Bill Gates.
Oh yeah, jeez.
Yeah, because he is a communist globalist kook who hates humanity and wants to depopulate it. So yeah.
Yep. All right. Then Denver Public Schools have been hit with a federal civil rights complaint over a memo sent to some 13,000 staff asking them to endorse a Black Excellence Pledge about the deep harm whiteness brings to students.
Wow.
You got to be kidding.
See, this is what we were talking about before the last segment and before about the impact of the OJ trial and how it was one of the most important circumstances and situations and events that fed the racism that's going on in the country today. And it's, you know, they just really want to destroy the minds of young people with this stuff. And it's evil.
Yeah, it's basically liberals who are the racists, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, from reading all these absolutely. Memos. Yeah.
Okay. Employers are finding it nearly impossible to retain quality staff without compromising that allows employees to work from home at least 3 days a week. Well, however, remote workers are promoted 31% less frequently than those who are in the office full time. It's just it's a growing trend. They figure that about a third of all the workers now want to have some of the week from home, not 5 days at the office, which I think is crazy, frankly.
Well, right. I mean, and that's part of the legacy of COVID. And it does make sense when you look at human nature and when you look at, you know, workplace environments that, you know, that the people that do come in every day and are in front of the boss and productive and working towards, you know, good professional relationships amongst the organization, those are the ones that get promoted. So, you know, yeah. Okay.
Right.
So you want to stay at home in your jammies? Okay. Well, there's a price to be paid for it.
Okay. A medical school in the Bronx will be tuition free thanks to a $1 billion donation from Ruth Gutzman, who had been related to the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I don't know where she got the money, but she last week she donated $1 billion to the medical school in the Bronx.
Well, you know what? I mean, I almost got to say, hey, that's great. You know what? This is somebody that, you know, I don't know anything about that school except to assume that it's as woke as all the rest of them. But if somebody wants to pay for other people's tuitions out of their pocket, great. Better than the taxpayers being on the hook for it.
That's true. All right. A California civil rights group, Protect Kids California, has filed suit against the Attorney General Bonita up in Sacramento for changing the title and summary sent to voters on a petition. The petition is designed to advise parents, would require the schools to advise parents when a child indicates transgender. Bonita made it read, restricts rights of transgender youth election.
Wow.
He turned it around to make it negative in its sound. Any listener listen to it. Crazy.
That's how they got a new gas tax over on Californians. The way they worded the ballot initiative, it made people voted for an increased gas tax, thinking they were voting against it. I mean, there's just no tactic that they won't use to get their agenda over on people.
I know, it's really sad. Okay,
mm-hmm.
A father sues California High School, Venice High School, over a rainbow flag in his son's classroom. The father had been victim of a homosexual rape when he was young and opposed the concept of having a homosexual flag in his son's classroom.
Well, I think even people who haven't been raped should oppose it because that sexualizing the classroom and sexualizing children is evil and it needs to stay out of our classrooms.
There's so much going on. It's hard to keep track of it all.
Yeah.
All right. A report by Don't Divide USA group that challenges the concept of that England is inherently racist. This is an English group. Critical race theory is central here. Of 49 teacher training sessions, they found that 48 were promoting political beliefs versus real education in those schools. This is in England.
Well, yeah. I mean, this, you know, this, the communistic movement, the cultural Marxist communistic movement is global and it's happening everywhere. And it's targeting white people.
Yeah. And it's just a shame because it destroys the education of our kids.
Oh, well. Yeah.
That's why we're here, right?
That's exactly why we're here. That's right. Why we do what we do.
Okay. Some teachers who mistakenly received $15,000 to $50,000 in bonus are now asked to return the money. This was in Northern California. Some have already spent it, so they're having trouble getting it back. How they could get $15,000 to $50,000 in bonuses last year, I have no idea.
So they incorrectly paid the bonuses and now they want to get them back?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know the legalities of it, but yeah, I want the money back because it shouldn't have been paid if it's taxpayer money.
I agree. Here's some other good news, though, which is kind of good. A recent study from Norway found that school art of handwriting engages parts of the brain that typing on a keyboard does not. Thus, it is beneficial to learning. Cursive writing should be brought back into the schools, teach kids how to think when they're doing the writing. And hopefully it's making a comeback in a lot of schools, but I'd like to see it come into all the schools. Cursive writing.
It should, yeah, absolutely. It's something that does take practice. I also would like to see, papers being written. I had to, remember blue books in college. I mean, I can remember some exams that I took where, you're writing in cursive because it's, pre-law class or something like that. And it's not, you got to write it out, and, as well as the fact that we used to write letters to each other. We used to write cards. Remember postcards? I used to love getting postcards. And I still love when I get, thank you cards in the mail and birthday cards. And it's just, it's a part of our culture that's dying off. So bring the cursive back.
I agree. Well, okay. The California University System is one of five to receive a grant from the Mellon Foundation's Affirming Multivocal Humanities to explain ethnic studies programs. They got $1.5 million and will create new degree programs to cover this change. I'm not too sure you need a degree in ethnic studies. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to make any money?
Exactly. These are the people that yammer and complain they can't get a job and pay off their student loans. Right? Because who's hiring?
That's what we got to pay their loans.
What do you do with a major in ethnic studies? You do nothing. You go and sit and yammer around, yammer and complain. That's one of the reasons why they're paying off the student loans with our taxpayer money instead of paying off loans from small businesses so that maybe they could. Well, I don't think taxpayer money should be used for any of it, but they want to. It's a pipeline. And you and I have talked about it many times, this pipeline of shoving kids towards colleges and universities so that they can be indoctrinated into socialism. And they want them to have these worthless degrees.
Yeah, geez, no purpose at all. Okay.
No.
A group of Harvard alumni, this is good, has filed a federal lawsuit accusing them of devaluing their degrees. They say there was an implicit contract to maintain prestige of the institution. They cite anti-Semitism and the fact that employers are now dismissing graduates as tainted for having gone to that college.
I hope they win that lawsuit and tap into a couple of billion of that endowment, because what they have done to damage the reputation of Harvard is absolutely criminal. So, all right, we're going to take a break and we come back more with Bob Walters.
AK, dynamite in a dress. Or just Andrea Kay, whatever you call her. She's on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. Happy National Siblings Day, by the way. So just to remind you guys, if you didn't know it was National Siblings Day, you might want to do a little Facebook post or Insta post and say, hey, to your peeps, to your siblings out there. Okay, continuing on with Bob Walters. And I want to hear from you guys what you think. AndreaKayShow.com. I'm pretty sure you guys are on board with that lawsuit Bob was just mentioning, where former grads are suing Harvard for the damage they've done to their reputation. I mean, their degrees are now worthless, and those are probably the ones still who've probably actually paid off their loans. All right, continue on, Bob. What else you got for us?
Okay, college graduates work high school level jobs now more than they used to. Medium income for someone with an associate degree is $48,200. And those with a bachelor's degree, it's $68,736. Sounds impressive. And these students have a debt of average of $28,400.
Wow.
So they're finding that some of these jobs, like a plumber and carpenters and such at the trade schools, actually end up with no debt, end up making more money than that, or at least getting close to it. With no debt.
And that was your first book. And, you know, it's something we've been talking about many times. I would not pay for my kid unless my kid was some science superstar. And I was absolutely, you know, I started to say would want to be a doctor, but I wouldn't have my kid go to med school now because of the indoctrination that's going on there. So it would have to be a very specific skill that my kid had for me to support going to a college or university at this point. All right, continue on, my dear.
Okay, now we're turning into college crazies. More
always
young people are going into trades as disenchantment with college continues, while pay and new technologies shine up on plumbing and electrical jobs. Mm-hmm. And a recent survey found that 75% of students say they are interested in vocational training, offering paid on-the-job training, even though most parents, however, push them to go to college. That is true. The parents are the ones pushing them to go to college.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Diversity programs are vanishing from universities as students and educators fight back. That's good. 40% of all the universities now have eliminated DEI programs in their schedule and their programs.
Well, yeah, I think Texas, I just heard the other day, I think Texas was one of the ones that got rid of, and it was a lot of people. You look at the crisis of student loans. Well, a lot of it is just the outrageous, these colleges and universities, the money they spend on crap. No wonder tuition is skyrocketing when they've got hundreds of DEI officers and all these people. Just the layers of fat, it's just completely gross. So good. Go find a job someplace else.
Okay. UCLA Berkeley accused of segregation, but allegedly banning whites from the community farm. They have a community farm in that campus, and they forbid whites from being on it. Now, again, who's the racist here?
On the farm? The community farm?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have a college community farm.
And no whites allowed. Okay.
No whites allowed, period.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Okay. Some bad news. Opposing transgender athletes from playing in a woman's sport as white supremacy, patriarchy. This is from the National Organization for Women. Can you believe that? The National Organization for Women is now against any effort to stop men from playing in women's sports. I can't believe it.
I shouldn't be surprised, because the whole feminist movement was always a load of hooey. Okay. It was never about empowering women. It was always about destroying the family unit and destroying America as we know it. And now they've just been outed, and here we are. And, you know, and for any woman, and the only thing that the left is offering women, the only thing they have to offer is the ability to kill your child. That's the only thing Democrats offer women. So women, if you know, if that says a lot about you, that you would vote Democrat, that you would vote for a party that's destroying womanhood and destroying women because you want to vote for the party that allows you to kill your kid. Well, women wake.
That's true.
Wake up, women. Yeah.
I hope they do hear that and do something about it. My God.
I agree. Thank you.
All right. The State Board of Education has adopted a policy which assumes members are racist. This is part of that earlier comment I made, and need to be dropped. Bill Gates' program. Mm-hmm. California math framework has now been adopted by 950 school districts completely of 1,200 school districts. That's why I say parents, check with your school.
See if they get active.
The education thing on math is something called California Math Framework, which is phony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. Letter grades are going to be discouraged, so the focus isn't on learning math, but rather equity. No algebra or calculus. Again, parents need to rise up and force a return to education.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the bad news I got.
Well, good, because, you know, that's enough bad news. Let's talk about some good news, because, you know, 900 school districts have adopted that Bill Gates crap. They need to be adopting the We the Kids curriculum. Let's talk about We the Kids.
Yes, We the Kids is a great organization, and I urge all parents to get a hold of them. Look at their webpage and order their books and their materials. It's free at wethekids.us. That's their webpage. And even make a donation if you feel motivated. But it's good education material to help teach kids, and when they get home from school, about the pride of America, the Constitution, and the history that they're not now being taught at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it in an hour after the kids get home from school.
Yeah. You've got to counter the programming that's being implanted in the brains. If you're not in a position to homeschool, and there's a lot of people that aren't in the position to homeschool, there are options out there for you. You got to get active. You've got to be going to school board meetings. You've got to be pushing back. You've got to be going to teachers and demanding to see the curriculum, because a lot of school districts are not, they're not putting it on the websites. And then you've got to be supplementing with what they're being taught in schools, because it's not enough. And We the Kids is not just about, teaching academic facts and figures. It's also about love of country. And when they visited here in San Diego, you got to see that on display. High school kids talking about how they want to be journalists, and we desperately need more conservatives and more pro-American kids coming up and getting into journalism. And we need to restore that to a free press. This is just an absolutely tremendous, wonderful organization, and the materials are fantastic. You can give them, you can go and buy up a bunch and give them away to families that you know are in need, families that are homeschooling, because we know from Bob's reports there's a lot of homeschooling going on in record numbers. So wethekids.us. All right, Bob Walters, thank you for being with us on a special night. Thank you for all you do for children. And we will chat at you next time.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Take good care of yourself. And you guys, take a tiny little break and then come on back, and we'll see you on the other side.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.